Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. J.J. Remberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, business founder extraordinaire, journalist extraordinaire, author extraordinaire. She's J.J., do you play an instrument? Do you play a musical instrument?
I do not.
Okay.
Not very well, at least.
Well, I was going to say, if you played an instrument, do you speak another language? I'll take that.
I speak Spanish.
Okay, well then there it is. She's the Renaissance woman, ladies and gentlemen. She's got the hat trick there. So she's amazing. We love having her on the show, and we've loved knowing her. Goodpods.com is your new startup. It's your second one you did with your brother. For folks out there who are listening to you and they're trying to get their own business off the ground, what do you recommend? What advice do you have for them as a startup? What do you think they should be thinking about right now?
You should know that it's going to be very hard. You should know that you're going to fail along the way, and that is just part of it, right? And you have to be good with that. You know, Jim, like you, right? I've interviewed thousands of entrepreneurs. I've lived it myself. I've lived in house with entrepreneurs. And people ask me all the time, what's the difference between the ones who are successful and the ones who aren't? And it is not what school you went to. It's not how outgoing you are or anything. It is how do you deal with the hard times?
Mm-hmm.
And
it.
They can be tiny hard times. Like you're launching something and then you realize it doesn't work. Well, that's not so tiny, depending on how big it is. Or it can be huge, like you can't make payroll.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can find a way to not hide under the cover during those times, that is the key to success.
I tell my folks that if you can't handle stress, you need to go ahead and clock in tomorrow. You don't need to turn your resignation in. If you can't be comfortable with failure. If you can't find a way to incorporate failure into your education process, you have to realize that, as Edison said, failure is discovering what doesn't work. It's successfully discovering what doesn't work. If you can't have that kind of a philosophy about things that don't go as you planned, if you can't get comfortable with the fact that the world is going to push back on you hard, even while it's being indifferent to your very existence, if you can't believe in yourself, JJ, then you need to clock in tomorrow. What do you think?
100%. And you need to turn frustration into something positive, right? So I was with someone the other day who things aren't going that well in her business, and she's just complaining. And I just said, you know, I get it. It is hard, and you have every right to be annoyed at those 10 things. But this isn't helpful for you.
Right.
Let's know that this is bad, know that it's worth complaining over, but say, okay, here are the issues. How are we going to move forward knowing that they exist?
One of the things that helped me, JJ, and I've said this many times, the thing that I like being about being a business owner more than anything and the thing that sustained me more than anything was knowing that whatever happens today, if it's a nightmare or if it's a euphoric success, it belongs to me. Challenge your opportunity. Yeah. Whatever happens, it belongs to me. And I'll tell you, JJ, I like that.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I haven't ever, I mean, it seems obvious, and yet I've never really thought of it that way. But
yeah.
Of course. You're master of your own destiny.
Well, and the challenges. I mean, and one of my favorite things is I love it when people say, "How did you do that, Jim?" And I say, "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to."
You know, in the early days of my first company, it was called Good Search. In those days,
uh-huh.
we every time you did a search, a penny went back to your favorite cause.
Yep.
We faxed I mean, this is pre-social media. We faxed. Actually, there even was some social media, but still. We faxed every charity almost in the country.
Yeah.
Right? With a fax saying, hey, you know, we're starting this new thing.
That's
We'd love
so
to work
funny.
With you. Call us.
That's so funny. And the kids are saying, now the kids out there are saying, what's the fax? Hey, JJ, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website for the new venture, Good Pods.
Goodpods.com. Please go ahead and give it us a try. Bear with us as we work out the kinks because we are still brand new.
And it's all about aggregating the best podcasts out there so to help you find what you need while you're doing whatever you're doing. Hey, JJ, I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
So fun to talk to you, Jim.
Thanks. JJ Remberg, ladies and gentlemen. She's amazing, as you can tell. We'll get her back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.